This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Janice Nevin. Dr. Nevin's the CEO of Christiana Care. She's been a longstanding leader. She's one of the great healthcare leaders in the country, a real compassion and intelligence and leadership. So thrilled to have Janice on today. Dr. Nevin, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for that kind introduction. Janice Nevin, the president and CEO of Christiana Care. I'm also a family physician. I began my life as an academic family physician, ran a family medicine residency program, and then had the good fortune to be hired as the chair of family medicine at Christiana Care. I've had a number of roles with this organization, and for the last 5.5 years, I've served as the CEO.
Take a moment and talk about Christiana Care. I know that Christiana Care is sort of the lead health system in Delaware. I don't know that everybody's that familiar with Christiana Care. Talk for a moment about the institution and about a few of the things that you're particularly proud of.
Christiana Care is a large community-based academic health system. We're privileged to care for people throughout the state of Delaware, as well as in the contiguous counties of Maryland, southeastern Pennsylvania, and South Jersey. We have three acute care campuses, two in Newcastle County, Delaware, and one in Cecil County, Maryland. The Union Hospital, our latest partner, they became part of Christiana Care in January of 2020. We have, as you can imagine, well over 120 outpatient facilities throughout the region, primary and specialty care, home health, urgent care in partnership with GoHealth. Very well known for our cancer program, for the work that we do in health technology and innovation, the work we do in gene editing. We're also the level one trauma center for the region, and the only delivering hospital in the state that has a level 3B neonatal intensive care unit. So we care for, we provide a comprehensive approach to the care continuum. We also happen to be the largest private employer in the state of Delaware. So I always feel a great sense of responsibility for our amazing caregivers, not only because of the work that they do for us as an organization, but their presence, their major presence in Delaware and the region.
Fantastic. And you originally a family physician, still, of course, will always be a family physician, but talk for a moment about your leadership journey and how you emerged to be the leader of this magnificent health system. Talk a little bit about your journey to leadership.
I've always been interested in leadership, and for as long as I can remember, I wanted to be a physician. And my journey to where I am today really combined both my love of medicine and particularly family medicine, and also my strong interest in leadership. Like many physicians in leadership, I had the opportunity to be a leader in college, in medical school, and as a chief resident. I think my first real appreciation for leadership beyond my role at Jefferson, I worked at Jefferson at the time, was when I had the opportunity to join the board of the Association of Family Medicine Residency Directors. And it really, this is a big organization, it's a national organization. And I was so inspired by the opportunity to engage with leaders from around the country to understand the diversity of the way in which care is delivered and received, the different kinds of communities that people live in. And it had a real impact on me. And as a result of that, I began to seek out more leadership experiences, ultimately becoming the president of that organization. when I was, it was sort of early 2000s, very happy as an academic family physician, living in Delaware, working in Philadelphia, got a call from the chair of family medicine at Christiana who said he was retiring, thought I'd be great for the job. I said, I'm fine where I am. I'm going to stay where I am. He said, please come and interview for this job. And I did. And at the end of the interview day, I remember coming home and telling my husband, if I get offered this job, I'm taking this job. Christiana Care is an amazing organization, really driven by its mission of caring for the people that we serve. And I had never been part of an organization where every single person I talked to so clearly articulated that mission, but also talked about how the work that they did aligned with that mission. I've been here now for 18 years. I've moved from the role as chair of family medicine to the executive director of our Wilmington campus, one of our acute care campuses, to chief medical officer. And then when the board announced that they were doing a search for CEO, I knew at that point I was ready to be a CEO, and I very much wanted to be the CEO of Christiana Care. You know, we are all about caring for everyone who lives in the communities that we serve. We've evolved from hospital system to health system to a system that impacts health. Never once in 18 years have I woken up and been disappointed that we as an organization haven't lived that mission. It continues to inspire me.
That's fantastic, and quite frankly, it's inspiring to listen to. Take a moment as we work through this year, which has been a challenging year in so many places. Talk about the three big priorities of Christiana Care as you move forward. How do you look at that?
Yes, this has been a challenging year. Fortunately, we had done some work a few years ago around our values and the behaviors that support them. Our value statement is we serve together, guided by our values of love and excellence. And that value statement served us really well as we started to manage the COVID pandemic in early March. And it continues to serve us really well as we think about our future. We know that serving together is critical, that we have to serve as one organization. We know that excellence is in our DNA, and we need to continue to commit to delivering excellence by being exceptional today and even better tomorrow. And we've learned so much about what it means to have love as a value when it comes to healthcare. We've learned that that when we lead with love, excellence is inevitable and equity is achievable. So as we think about the future, we really are thinking about pulling through all of the work that we did leading up to COVID, understanding how that work is being impacted by COVID, and creating a plan not only for the fiscal year that we are now in, but really for the future. So much of our conversation over the last few months has been about illness, but we remain focused on health, and everything that we've learned over the last few months, we are applying to our future. So when we think about our strategy, we have a model of today, tomorrow, and the future. You know, I believe we've got an opportunity right now to change in ways that we could have only imagined. That's in many ways, you know, the aftermath of COVID has really emphasized the need to do the kind of transformation toward value, to impact health, to create affordability that we were already in the midst of. Our mantra is everything that can be digital will be, everything that can be done in the home will be. So we're aligning our strategy to get to that future state, manage the situation that we're in now, living with COVID, managing through the financial challenge. But fundamentally, we're setting a foundation for what's to come in the future. We're focused on our caregivers, creating an exceptional experience for them. We want to be recognized as a great place to work. We know that we need to provide that exceptional experience for our patients. shifting to anticipating consumer needs, driving loyalty, creating a hyper-personalized experience to enhance health. We are committed to optimal health, positively impacting health for everyone in all the communities we serve. And we know we have to transform how we use our resources to position ourselves for organizational prosperity. We have to be here not only now, but for 100 more years to come and beyond.
Fantastic. Talk for a moment. You're somewhat... As so many leaders are, we talk to so many physician leaders, nurse leaders, and our CEOs of Magnificent Systems. So many of them were chief residents during the residency program, were people that were sort of always leaders, obviously great students and great leaders. Talk a little bit about leadership. Naturally born, developed, how do you look at leadership? And then sort of advice for emerging leaders.
I would say all of the above. And you're absolutely right. I think for many physicians, we fall into leadership. We may have an affinity for it, but there's a natural trajectory of leadership in the world of physicians, chief resident, program director, department chair. And I was certainly on that trajectory. I had an incredible opportunity to develop my leadership skills here at Christiana Care, not only through instructional programs, attending courses about leadership, being part of organizations that were developing leadership, but I also got handed an opportunity that really solidified the journey that I found myself on that resulted in me being the CEO. When I was asked by the former CEO, Dr. Laskowski, to essentially run our acute care campus at Wilmington, that campus had been the home of family medicine, and I had been very involved in what was happening at that campus. But he asked me if I had the interest and wanted to sort of rethink my career path, and I'd had enough experience and training at that point to say, yes, this is something I really want to explore. And so I got a lesson in hospital operations and managing people. I was doing that work in the midst of a massive construction project. So I'm really grateful for that experience. It was an opportunity that I absolutely thrived on, loved, and I learned so much that really set me up for the roles that were to come, that of chief medical officer and ultimately CEO. I think as leaders, it's critically important to be authentic. You have to be true to yourself, and leadership is about having courage. When I was appointed CEO, I had the great privilege of being invited to lunch by Senator Carper of Delaware, who's an amazing leader. And he talked to me. I said, what advice do you have for me? He said, the most important thing about leadership is to have courage. You will be the leader being asked to do something that is really hard, really challenging, but you must do the right thing. I've always believed that. Senator Carper's words reinforced that for me. And that's what we're doing now. I think the times that we find ourselves in require courageous leadership. The work that we have done has been extraordinary. The work in front of us will be even harder, but more impactful. And in order to deliver on health, we're going to have to be courageous.
Dr. Nevin, always a magnificent pleasure to talk to you. You're truly an incredible leader to visit with, incredibly compelling and obviously crazily intelligent, but also just a pleasure to listen to and incredibly sincere in what you do. It's always inspiring to talk to you. It always inspires me. So I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Take care.